on 90. Yes?
Senator Aiken on 90.
This morning I was still in bed and I got a nice big brown envelope and the Negro boy brought it in. I said, oh my God, I thought it was a lot of night reading that they had brought over from the departments, and he just almost fainted because he thought I was fussing at him. And when I opened it, it was just full of goodies from you and Margaret. I won't tell you how much it,
Everything. We couldn't match you in quality. But
oh, yes, you did. Yes, you did. And my grandchildren, they're going to enjoy it. And it's going to go right to, it's going to go right with that Vermont marble desk set that I got made out of your granite. And they're going to think I'm a citizen of Vermont, my grandchildren are, from all the trinkets I got.
Well, I tell you, I've been lighting cigarettes all over the country. I don't have time to do much else now.
Well, I want you to find time. I want to thank you. I'm just getting ready to go on the plane to see my wife and my daughters, and I'll get in an hour of my birthday anyway, but these strikes and everything. I want you to try to analyze my farm bill. I have tried to get a bill that would work down the surpluses. I've tried to get a bill that would save us $100 or so million. I've tried to get a bill that would move cotton at world prices. And I've got my Democrats just split up, and all I want you to do is to be patriotic and vote your conscience, and if you could, maybe get Cooper and Caleb Boggs, two or three men that just don't belong to the cotton crowd. I belong to the cotton people, but I just can't the government. President Eisenhower called me this morning. I took him on a trip around the world, and he was telling me things that he would do, and he and I just had a wonderful agreement. But one of the things we've got to solve, George, I'm over nearly $600 million this year on overproduction of these commodities, and I just can't take these big cotton farmers. George Mahon produces more than any man in the United States in his district. Yeah. But I have to turn on my Texans, and I can't continue to give this kind of money because they'll kill the whole program for everybody.
Yeah. I think we can do more on a world basis, but right now I'll do what I can.
You just do your conviction. I know that you know what's right, and I told Clint Anderson, he called me this morning, I said, I wish I had some Aiken Anderson. But what I want you to do is, bear in mind, I'm trying to work off this surpluses. I can get rid of 1,200,000 bales a year. I can save $150 million. I can move cotton at world prices. I can use the market instead of the government. And what I've got is I've got the Democrats split, some of them one way. And if you and Boggs and Cooper could save us this money, then we'd have something to go around for the rest of the country. And some of these days, I gotta do something for the rest of the country. And I don't try to forget Vermont. Your man Prouty, though. If he didn't insult. I had one boy I named the Interstate Commerce Commission the other day, and he went up for his committee, and old Prouty said, well, I'm tired of getting all these Texans up here. It was the only one I'd named. And damned if I hadn't, the first man I named was a man from Vermont to the Power Commission that the Texans wanted to replace. But Prouty cussed me. What's the matter with him?
I don't know. He has a faculty for saying the wrong thing. It can be me. Just do it every time.
My daughter, I'll tell Linda I talked to you. She's an Aiken man, and she invited herself to your luncheon the other day. I didn't invite her. I hope you know that.
Well, I'm glad she came.
I'll tell you, these young girls, when they're 21, they want to go see you. It makes me want to eat more maple syrup.
When you get short, let me know, because all I had was those little cans this time.
I called Margaret and thanked her, and I thank you very, very much. Yeah. And the Ladybird's going to enjoy the book, and I enjoy the matches and the Vermont state. Is that granite or what is it?
That is what they call a black marble. It's black really marble. A bird antique.
Uh-huh.
They call it black marble.
Well, right? You know, I've got that gray granite that is really really beautiful, and that plate of the Senate is delightful. My grandkids will be enjoying this, and I just want to tell you thank you and goodbye. God bless you, and I hope you live to be 100. I got a letter today from a fellow said I got the same birthday as you, and I'm 102.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.